Welcome to episode 25B of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the online Army Showcase at army.rockosoftware.com. That's army.rockosoftware.com. I'll spell it out for you one more time. And if this is the first time you ever tuned into a podcast, you're going to want to go ahead and jump back actually one episode. This is a continuation of a review of StarCraft the board game. So jump back to episode 25, listen to that one first. So this is going to be a short review to finish up everything we've done at this point. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go through one more round of Haterade and So Sweet. And then we're going to go ahead and just give our final reviews, and we're going to call this thing done. So I'm going to start off first. Well, you know what's so sweet about this game? The combat system. It's freaking amazing. I love it. So what do you think, Ryan? You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Like it?
Absolutely, positively sweet.
Sweet.
Sweetness.
So, to give you an idea of how the combat system works, is basically you move a few guys into an area, and basically, as you like to say, it's a Final Fantasy-style fight where you zoom out of the battle.
Yes.
Like RPG, you guys are lining up ready to strike at each other. But how the whole mechanics behind it... Oh, let me...
You should really do it like that, you know, for film purposes. You should do that sometime. Just
zoom,
you
know, like, just a zoom, yeah. Purpose headset.
Yeah, and then have, and all of a sudden have the stuff appear on the counter or something.
That'd be cool. So, get some techno music
going. Maybe some background.
About fancy background.
Yeah, some fancy background, you know, all the scenery on the planet.
The guy's dancing menacingly.
You know, some minerals, because you're on the mineral side of the planet. With some workers trying to mine it before being destroyed.
That'd be hilarious. But yeah, so basically, line your guys up with what's called skirmishes. You kind of match up guys in a little front line of combat. Then you get, if you have extra guys on your side, you can actually line them up behind... to actually do more, basically increase your chances of actually attacking and defeating the opponents. But resolve combat with these combat cards where they basically got attributes on them, and basically they match up with certain units, so you only have certain really possibilities you can play at any one time. But the fact is, you know what your units are going to do in combat. So it's not like a die roll where you could really get screwed over pretty easily. You know what, whether you kind of get a good idea of whether you're going to win or lose, or whether you're tanking the strategically tanking the battle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's... I wish I had more time to really
and
show an example
of it. And
if you
don't have, you know, one for your unit, then you can use the secondary numbers.
Yeah, so, like, for example, this card here is Ultralisk and a Guardian. Let's say I have a Hydralisk in the battle. I can still play this card, but there's weaker numbers up here that actually... So it's a little weaker battle. So it's more of, well, I can throw this card away because I'm not going to be using it for a while.
If you're going to lose the battle.
Try to lose the battle because I don't care if I win the skirmish.
You know, save your cards for a better battle.
So what do you guys like it better? Or?
Oh, no, I absolutely love it. I mean, it provides such a much more strategy based on, you know, what cards you have, what your true objectives are. Maybe you don't even want that battle, and, you know, you just let them, you know, win and then come back with a nuke and nuke the hell out of them.
Yeah, seriously, as much as I ragged on the defense portion in the last episode, as much as I hate the defense portion, I really love the attack mode, because when someone does wipe you out, you just build up your forces and go wipe him out, and you have the opportunity to do that. Yeah, I love that.
And then one thing that's cool, like, you got to take into consideration what cards you have, because maybe you have this nice shiny battlecruiser here, but maybe you don't have in your hand right now a card to really effectively use it. So you can send it into battle, but you know you could be almost throwing it away in that situation.
And even when you throw it in with a nice battlecruiser, you know, cards, you don't necessarily win against a Mutalisk.
That was an unfortunate, because I had a very powerful Mutalisk card, because there's little differences between the cards. So some units, they have like basically a low-powered card, a medium-powered strength card, and a high-powered card. And I just want to say quickly, this is StarCraft, I think, because in StarCraft, you attack with a large group of units, you win or you lose based almost on your size and a little bit how you choose who to attack what with. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree, and, you know, maybe the different powerful units has to do with their upgraded abilities, you know. Possibly, you know, level 1 armor, level 2, level 3, or, you know, level 1, you know, ability to attack level 2 and level 3. So, you know, I completely agree.
I take you guys' word for
it. All right. Well, go ahead. Ryan, your last topic you want to talk about?
Okay. I'll just talk about the transports.
Okay. Like them, don't like
them? I like them.
Kyle?
Absolutely like them.
What, you like them?
I do like them.
All right, well,
as much as I ranted before in the beginning, you know, about how there should be a limit, I do like them.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Let Ryan go first, though. So I'll join the party and say I like them, too.
I like the fact about the transports that you can I mean, you can put multiple ones on each one. It's not just you can put one and that stays there. You can put multiple ones. So.
Multiple players can. One player per zone, but multiple players. So you can basically.
Thank you for correcting me.
So it's basically, yeah, essentially, like you can have a situation where I can attack you, but Kyle may not be able to attack you back. So it's more of a little impunity kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
Yeah, and it's also cool that you cannot use somebody else's transport.
Yeah.
You got to put down your own in order to get the specific planets. And I also like the fact that you can destroy them, too, with certain cards. Certain enemies. So
you're also eliminating bases.
I do agree. The one thing that, you know, maybe could have been improved upon, but, I mean, overall, you know, transportability, you know, definitely good. You know, every, race has, you know, spaceship. You know, one that's actually designed for space. Like, in this case, battle cruiser or, you know, carrier or, you know, your...
Nothing.
Guardian, I think, maybe could go in space.
Yeah, the Guardian might be able to go in space, but really not designed for it. It's not a space.
Yeah, but I'm just saying is, you know, the big units right there are meant for space, but still require transport. How they get in, you know, like, Battlecruiser into transports beyond me, but, you know, other than that, I really do like the transport.
Like I mentioned, WizKids figured that problem out eons ago. Like, literally 4 years ago, so go talk to them.
You know what I have to say. About
well, I'd say the transport just guides the ship to where the planet is. The ship doesn't exactly know where the planet is. The transport has to guide them there.
That's a viable argument.
I guess it's viable. I mean, I still think they have better sensors, but hey, yeah. You know, you gotta make this still simple enough where it can be, you know, well played. So, you know what, I agree.
Even if it's not the most accurate thing, it's definitely another level of strategy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And strategy to have this game, and there's already a ton to begin with, but any more is always a good thing without making too complicated.
Exactly.
It makes it fun. It really makes it fun.
And so...
Anything else?
I think we're about it to... Now we're going to review it, I believe.
Well, do you got one more thing, Kyle?
One more thing? Well...
If you don't, I can do one more thing.
You know what? I'll just say just one thing. The special abilities they put into the game, that it's so sweet.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about next. So I'm going to agree with you.
Great, sweet.
Ditto.
If you've ever played StarCraft, this has every almost everyone. Everyone that you would need. I mean, sure, you know, sometimes, you know, some things you are limited, you know, for special, but overall, I mean, you know, allowing me to have a, you know, nuke to drop upon the Ultralisk and, Guardian? Yeah, Guardian, to just wipe them both out, and it was just awesome. That was the highlight of my day, and then I ran in my three battlecruisers, and they're there for the victory.
Yeah, I mean... I just love, because they are very, a lot of them are pretty similar to how they work in the computer game. So, I mean, I like just that whole aspect of it, but there's so much diversity to what you can play, like.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially, even, like, the support units. I finally brought out a queen this time, which basically can, spawn broodlings, or it blows up one of your little guys
and
in the
And if I had
an
actual science vessel, I could bring out my EMP or defense matrix, which can raise up defenses, or irradiate some, you know, nice ultralisk.
Not to mention Mr. Ryan here with his
dual
Templars that merge together from the Archives.
And then he's got the Psy. Was it the Psy?
Psionic Storm.
Psionic Storm does some pretty good damage, too. So, and
take you guys' word for it.
Yeah. We haven't really got a chance to use the Psionic Storm in battle.
No,
that's a nasty card.
Or the Arbiter's ability to...
cloak everybody?
No, not even cloak everybody. It has the ability to lock everybody down.
Oh, the lockdown.
Stasis field. Because...
I love doing that.
The ghost has lockdown. Ghost does have lockdown,
which will prevent
units from attacking him. He can't attack units back, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really kind of cool. I love, like... Because then this... Also, this way, then... Like, you're saying in defense... Talk about back to this, a defensive thing... Even if your full military might won't save you, these special abilities can in the right times. Like my Defiler, who's basically the magic caster.
But you didn't bring it out.
I haven't got to play with him yet, but he's got like Dark Swarm and things, which can blind most guys from the ground, from basically doing ground attacks. He can sit behind someone and say protect an Ultralisk, and then I can strategically, therefore, by but preventing you from attacking my ground guy, you can't destroy him. You can't defeat me as the attacker. I have a guy surviving. I win the battle. I hold the ground. I continue to hold the ground. So,
yeah.
So, use at the right times, they can certainly swing the pounds of power.
That's where made the defense will be made up for, is possibly through the special abilities.
But it comes back to the whole why we didn't like the length of the game, because when you're so focused on military combat, you obviously don't get a chance to.
You don't have enough time to make a nice defense for yourself. It's like, okay, I beat this guy, keep on going.
So, that is true.
And that's, as I want to say, it is StarCraft. Because rarely in a game of StarCraft, do you ever play a full gambit. You usually focus on one special power for your force. All right, well, that's about it for our... Well, we'll have to cut ourselves off there, because we could talk for... So let's dive into our final wrap-up reviews. And if you ever watched the Tabletop Battlefield review here, we have our little crazy kind of review system end, because I think the numeric review systems are stupid. Well, not so much as stupid, but the thing is, they're so arbitrary. Limited. For example, if we said, we had a 10-point scale, my 7 is not Kyle's 7, it's not Ryan's 7. So it's...
Even though we did do that with the Halo action clicks.
We did it, but we basically make fun of the system here. That's the whole idea. We still have a kind of 5-point review system, but it's more for making fun of stuff, making fun of it than anything. But yeah, so the best...
And still giving you somewhat of an idea of what we feel, at least.
That's why we do this very detailed discussion of different aspects, because, the reality is that most games like this come down to you move guys around, you get line of sight, you resolve damage. So the question is, they all play like that, but how are they different from each other? And how are they better than each other? How do they, make unique attributes of those three things? Our five categories, the very best you can give it, absolute euphoria. This is like the greatest feeling you could ever feel in the world. And that's this game, playing this game is just that awesome. You just want to keep playing over and over again. You've got a very good game, which is, you had a good time today, you had some fun.
What did we call it? It's not just very good game,
I don't remember what it was.
You're the one who creates this.
Yeah, I wrote it down somewhere. I know the paper with me.
And how are we supposed to, rate this without the paperwork?
Then you get to the kind of tired. Well, I just got home from work. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to lay down and watch TV for the next hour. So, it's an all right game. There's nothing fancy about it to make it stand out and make it really...
But you're still willing to play it once in a while.
Yeah, you're willing to play it, but there's other games you'd rather play instead. There's no compelling reason to play this game. Then we get the really fun ones. Kind of sick. You just ate at some restaurant, and now you are either sick to your stomach or something. It's this game is so bad, you just don't want to play it.
But at the very least, if someone forces you to, you're going to do it, but you're going to feel... You're going to vomit afterwards.
It's painful. And then the very last and lowest and worst scale you can get... The game is so bad, you would rather be repeatedly kicked in the crotch than play this game. Because that is much more enjoyable than play the game because it's just that bad.
Have you ever had one of those?
Yes, not officially on this. We never officially reviewed it.
Oh, no.
But I would say...
what about that racing one?
Race Day. Kids Race Day. Because all that was rolling dice and moving around the track. There was no skill to it, no strategy, nothing. It was literally roll dice and move the car around the track. It's like those kind of games you give 6-year-old kids, or not even, like 4-year-old kids, keep them entertained. That's about the intelligence level required to play that game. There's what other WizKids game was it? I don't know if it was WizKids or not. Oh, the Transformers game.
That was WizKids.
No, it wasn't WizKids. That was Wizards of the Coast.
Wizards of the Coast.
The reason is that was over-glorified paper, rock, scissors. It's like, okay, why am I going to pay $20 to buy a piece of it and go, paper, rock, scissors? It's like, what's the point? We never formally reviewed those on the show, so we haven't officially given one out on the show at this point yet, no.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because usually games that are that bad, I just look at the rules and I refuse to play them. I'm just not going to waste my time with this nine-inch rule.
And waste everyone else's time listening to us complain about it.
Unless it's fun. Because sometimes bad reviews are fun to listen to.
Yeah, but it comes to a point where, how bad is the game? And, how much...
Also, it'd be a fun, really fun
review. I complain a lot, but, there's a limit to what I'll even complain about.
Okay, so let's tabulate the scores here for us, keeping them correctly. So let's have... Who wants to... Which one of you guys wants to go first, the overall review? So you give it the ranking you wanted, and just give it maybe 2 or 3 minutes why you think that.
I'll go.
Let me go first. Let's count Ryan's score first. One or 2 minutes. So Ryan's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 so sweets and 2 hater aids. So go ahead.
I'd say I give it a 4.
Okay. It's a good game. Don't give a number. Say good game.
Okay, yeah. I'd say it's a good game.
It's a feel-good game.
Feel good game, just for the fact that I don't know StarCraft like you guys do, but it does give me that nostalgic feeling of the old Command & Conquer days of the past, And when you're in front of these, like, these cards, what are these cards called?
Oh, the your faction cards.
Yeah,
when you're in front of your faction cards,
you really feel like you're in control. Like, you're responsible for taking over, and not everything is based on luck. It's based on your strategy and your thinking. That's one thing I really like about the game. Possibly play it more in the future.
All right, Kyle, I got two tokens here. One's got a gold mobilized token. One's got a just normal build token. If you draw a gold mobilized, you go next. Otherwise, I go next.
I go next.
You go next?
I got all a right. gold.
Let's see here. Kyle's score. See if he, see
I
see,
think I got the same.
Six, seven, yeah, one, two, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yep, seven so sweet. Two hater eights.
You know, it's a feel-good day.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, there's only one thing that needs to be improved upon. Like, I guess no game can ever be perfect, you know, but should be close enough where we, you know, don't have, hater aid on it, you know, immediately thought out about, which my only problem was... major problem, you know, pain, you know, that's minor, you know, even though I put hater aid, it wasn't going to be more on that side than so sweet, but my thing was the time of the game, you know, how the rules are. Yes, it's a small adjustment, but that's one thing that, you know, popped into my head greatly is, you know, it unfortunately does take a little bit of time to build up to get that, you know, everything, which in StarCraft, you know, that's how it was, you know what, that's acceptable. But, you know, making the game shorter, you know, especially we had to, you know, add a lot more cards so that we can actually get these good battles, not these crappy, you know, slightly, you know, less strategic battles. And they're still strategic, but they were less strategic. And, you know what, that's why, you know, one thing that they could improve on if they came up with a new thing, you know, new game, you know, with more cards. Hey, you know, maybe it's more cards or, you know... Some, you know, maybe even some other ideas, you know, possibly. Yes, Jason and I always come up with ideas, so that would be a big deal.
And we've rewritten, like, rules in numerous games. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a problem for us, but I'm just saying as, you know, maybe as a third person who doesn't, you know, want to bother, you know, retesting again, and then complaining about how our rewritten rules suck so much, including double range. You know, in this case, I'm just letting you know that that's the one thing that I think that kept it down from being euphoric was that actual fact, you know, from a, you know, maybe from a third person, you know, perspective, you know, someone else looking into this game, seeing how that is. Me, I don't mind so much, you know, sure, it's going to take some time, you know, a few extra days, but I'm willing to play this almost any day that, you know, is giving me an opportunity. Okay.
All right, I said just leaves me. So my score, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, eight so sweets. The one hater rate was the game length thing. I absolutely loved StarCraft. I mean, granted, Total Nation is a better game, but I had to get that in there. But yeah, it's an awesome computer game. I absolutely love the universe, and I absolutely love this game as well. This is one of the best games I've ever played. It's absolute euphoria. I think give this the highest ranking we could possibly give this.
And here's why. The only hater aid was that the game timer, that's such a simple change, it's completely irrelevant, I think.
You know, some people, though, are... I'm just, yes. You know, that's why I was, my view was that, hey, you know, some people just, you know, would get mad about it.
Yeah,
you know what?
Let me finish. I'm done.
You don't get to finish.
My turn to talk.
You know what? No soapbox.
Soapbox. I haven't used that yet.
You know what? I'm soapboxing your soapbox.
Seriously, though.
I'm soapboxing all your soapboxes. We just don't say anything.
Here's the reason why I think it's down an awesome game. Here's my criteria for awesome game. There's diversity. There's got to be diversity. There's tons of diversity in this game, from not only a bunch of units you get to play out, the way you attack planets, the way... All the different technology you get can be used in tons of different situations to try out. I mean, there's literally limitless.
And there's a lot of ways you can win.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can win. Everyone's got their own special victory condition. There's a generic victory condition for everyone to try to do. So that changes your tactics out based on who you're playing. You're going to adjust your play style. There's tons of diversity. One, aggressiveness. Aggressiveness is key to this game. Building up your economy, capturing as many resources as possible is huge to winning the game. Being the attacker has an advantage. I love that. I just absolutely love games where you can be an attacker, be aggressive. And the last and final thing, random ability is minimized. I, you know, Like I've always said, the ultimate strategy of all time is going to be chess. Just because of the fact you cannot be screwed by probability.
All the pieces are there. Yes, all the pieces can only move in certain directions.
The way you win or lose is based on what you do and how you react to your opponent. And that's so, if you really want to get an ultimate strategy game, you got to get to that point. And the thing is, any bit of randomability at all, you can't. So there's a little bit in this game, the fact that, you know, you may
have...
Only have certain cards, you know, certain cards available in your hand at any given time. The event cards can screw people over, certain possibilities. But the fact is, you have when you go into battle, you have a pretty good idea of how it's going to turn out. You know, it's not like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, like Mech Warrior, I'm going to try to take this random long chance shot, try to hit you. You know that, okay, I'm probably going to lose this fight. And, you know, like... And on top of that, like, oh, man, it was... So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of aggressiveness.
It's getting lightheaded.
Yeah, seriously, I forgot what I was going to say. My mind blanked out again. But a lot of aggressiveness, and I love the whole fact that you have a very good control over the battles. It's the fantastic game all around. Go out and buy this game. In my opinion, there's no reason... If you like any games even similar to this, there's absolutely no reason not to buy this game. Oh, and also last thing, it captures StarCraft very well.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yes. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, I wish there was something in between. Unfortunately, I had to go one down because, for me, if it wasn't perfect, it wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it captures StarCraft. I love StarCraft. Yes. I always love StarCraft. It's fun to... well, back when I used to be good, it was fun to... beat other people, and then everyone else started beating
Even though it's not just like StarCraft, the fact that it's like a table, you know, like small-scale combat, a lot of the overall ideas and tactics and themes
is
brought into the from the computer game this game is absolutely fantastic. So, ready to call this one done? So, end of this special episode?
Oh, yeah, I believe we're done.
We're done.
All right.
We're so done.
So, once again, the final episode of the year, we're going to do our outtakes and goofy stuff coming up.
We're going to answer questions, email questions.
So, that's what we're doing. Like I mentioned last time, send us an email at jason@rocklessoftware.com. Put in the subject
line. You know, you always forget, you know, they could also email me, even though I'm not important here. You know what? You know, you go about yourself.
You can email Kyle at kyle@rocklessoftware.com, but I check it several times a week. Kyle check it several times a year. So seriously, though, send an email to us and ask us any question you want, and if we choose to put it on the show... All three of us have to answer.
Well, we're not going. We won't actually look at it until on the show.
So that's the thing. So that's why
we put it on the spot.
Write the subject question for the tabletop battlefield, and I won't even look at them to record
but
the episode.
We will add them out if we feel that they're inappropriate.
So, what kind of question is that?
We're under no obligation to answer a question. So if we may or may not answer it, but if it's appropriate and it's fun and it's funny when we record the show, we will answer it then. You will have to come answer.
Definitely.
So let's finish this one up.
And once again, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason. Have a good night. We'll see you guys again. And we'll actually, about 1 week probably this point. Blah, 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 blah. See you guys later on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Copyright 2007 Rocko Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. Blizzard Entertainment Incorporated, StarCraft, and Blizzard Entertainment are trademarks and or registered trademarks of Blizzard Entertainment Incorporated. The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podsafeaudio.com and is used under a Creative Commons license.